Redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede.
Redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede.
Kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Antisemit na piedestalu. Že lani je gibanje Black Lives Matter zamajalo spomenike raznih kolonizatorjev, rasistov in birokratov, ki jih ameriški patrioti in revizionistični zgodovinari čislajo za velike može. Že skoraj eno leto se trese tudi spomenik nekdanjemu dunajskemu županu dr. Karlu Luegerju v središču prvega dunajskega becirka. Karl Lueger, ki je bil dunajski župan med letoma 1897 in 1910, si je 11 metrov visok spomenik prislužil številnimi reformami mesta in nadgradnjo komunalne infrastrukture. V njegovem mandatu je bil med drugim zgrajen tudi drugi dunajski vodovod, prenovljena sta bila mestna oskrba s plinom in elektriko ter lokalni javni prevoz. Urejali so domove za nego nemočnih in starejših občanov, Lueger je uvedel tudi socialno podporo za ovdovele in sirote. A hkrati je bil župan goreč antisemit in eden prvih pobudnikov antisemitskega populizma v Avstriji. To ideologijo je Lueger v zadnjih vzdihljajih Habsburške monarhije naredil družbeno sprejemljivo. Z antisemitizmom je uspešno zbiral politične točke, vročekrvni branitelji čiste evropskosti pa ga še danes cenijo kot državnika. Oktobra 2020 se je skupina umetnikov odločila za intervencijo na trgu Karla Luegerja. Umetnik in kulturni teoretik Simon Nač opiše dogodke, ki so privedli do akcije Šandvahe. Naziv intervencije se nanaša na bdenje nad dvoumnimi sramotnimi dejanji, katerih simbol je prav kip Karla Luegerja.
What directly preceded the Vigil of Shame was the application of seven graffiti onto the monument of Karl Lueger, which took place in July of 2020. And through the application of these graffiti, the conflicts and the disputes around this monument, which have been going on for generations already, became manifest once again. And the city of Vienna reacted to those graffiti by putting up a barrier around the monument, making it impossible for the public to actually interact with it, and by announcing that they would be removing it until the first Friday in October, which is incidentally the Friday before the local elections in Vienna. So it was obviously an attempt to basically calm down the conflicts or make sure that no conflicts would arise around the monument in the weeks leading up to the elections. And this was the point where we decided to intervene. And the group of five artists, namely Eduard Feuchtmann, Anna Witt, Jin Müller, Misha Goodman, and myself initiated this Vigil of Shame in close cooperation with 16 anti-fascist groups and organizations from Vienna. And together we held a Vigil of Shame for 1 week in front of the monument and basically protected or performatively protected the graffiti from being removed. And at the same time transforming the Lueger Platz into a space of protest, but much more a space of dispute and debate. And at the same time, basically performatively protecting this graffiti, but also demanding for this whole monument to be radically redesigned.
Simon Nagy pojasni, kako je straža na trgu potekala.
The basic format was three hour slots of performative protecting that were distributed amongst the organizations partaking in the Shame Vigil. And how they were exactly performed was always differing. Depending on who was there. There were theater groups partaking who were there with very many people, and basically it transformed this space into a very lively place. And other groups had very intense discussions with people coming by. Other people came by and asked about what was going on. And so I think there were conversations going on all the time. Some supporters came by, and this was most of the program, I would say, that this place, which is usually very invisible in a very weird way, because it's this huge 11 meters monument in the first district of Vienna, but there's not a lot of visible discourse around it. And this discourse happening for a week, I think, was the main program that was going on.
Avstrijska zveza judovskih študentk in študentov se je prav tako udeležila straže. Lara Gutmann, podpredsednica zveze, opiše njihov prispevek k intervenciji.
We also took part in the Virgil of Shame, organized by that amazing group of artists. And besides that, during that week, we also did an individual action, where we projected both audio and visual things like quotes that Luega said during his time that were all very anti-Semitic in order to kind of symbolize what man he was, what he did. And also as a reason for people, it was important for us for it to be something where people would have to stop and look at it and say, okay, what's going on there? So it was important for us to include both the visual and the audio effect in order for people to really realize it and realize like only a part of what a man he was.
Izkazalo pa se je, da bdenje umetnikov, ki ne želijo prepustiti sramotnih besed Karla Luegerja pozabi, ni bil pretirano všeč raznim radikalnim identitarnim desničarskim gibanjem.
Immediately before the start of the Vigil of Shame, golden letters were also mounted onto the monument, made out of concrete and then painted golden, which reproduced two of these graffiti spelling out shame. And already on the very first day, neo-fascists came and destroyed those letters or took the letters down from the monument. And this made very clear that what this monument has become in the past couple of years, namely a meeting point for right-wing extremist neo-fascist demonstrations. And actually, I think it was a very helpful thing that this was something that became clear very quickly in the course of this week, because this monument has been defended by conservatives, especially by the our right-wing governing party, the ÖVP, for the past 100 years, because it's also the party that Luega founded, and they always protected him or defended him for his so-called communal achievements as a politician in Vienna, and therefore, of course, permanently overwriting and making invisible his radical anti-Semitic politics and legacy. And now through this increase of right-wing extremist organizing around the space, it became more difficult and more difficult for them to actively take a stance in defending this monument, which I think also led to the state we are at the moment, that it becomes clearer and clearer that there has to happen something, that there will happen something that changes this monument.
Xenofobni besednjak FPÖ-ja, Avstrijske stranke svobodnjakov, katere soustanovitelj je Karl Lueger, se nadaljuje tudi danes. Slogani kot sta Dunaj Dunajčanom ali Dunaj ne sme postati Istanbul so se udeležili tudi lanskoletnih županskih volitev. Sogovorca smo vprašali, kaj si od intervencije obetata.
We initiated a discussion that's become bigger and bigger now and will hopefully lead to some real solutions that show that all those anti-Semitic continuities that still exist can no longer stay like this anymore. And then we have to talk about that and change those anti-Semitic continuities.
Simon Nagy doda.
It is a very big step that has already been taken to pressure the city of Vienna into committing to redesigning this monument, and this is officially happening now. It was stated a couple of weeks ago that something is going to happen, and the process has already been kicked off in a way. And this is a huge change to what was the state also in the beginning of the Shame of Vigil, where the city of Vienna said, no, the graffiti are going to be removed and everything's going to stay the same. And Vienna has a very conservative politics of conserving monuments and not daring to touch them or daring to redesign them. And I think also this is something that could finally be sparked by this protest and by this project that, like Lara said, the continuation of anti-Semitism in Vienna's cityscape can finally be something that can be aesthetically and politically challenged.
Nad kulturnimi novicami sta bdela vajenka Andreja in pa Matej.